Shabbos, Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Beis, 13:2. We'll now discuss the malacha of Ose Shnei Batinirin, which is, if you recall, and if you look at the picture I sent back in 13:1, or picture of any loom from antiquity. So there are these two heddles, they're called. Each heddle is for containing the, one is for the odd and one is for the even warp threads. So what you have is, let's say you had 100 warp threads on your loom. So one heddle would have all the 50 odd, meaning 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, etc. And the other one would have the 50 even threads. So those two heddles, they're called, are called the nira, each one of them. And inside each heddle, if there would, let's say, be 100 threads in the whole loom, so then each heddle needs 50 space to hold 50 threads, 50 warp threads, which means you have, like, essentially, see in the picture, like 50 little loops. And through each of those 50 loops will go the threads, thread 1 through the first, thread 3 through the second, thread 5 through the third, and so on. So kind of like putting, like threading the eye of a needle, if you thread two of these batenir, these two little loops that are there in the heddle, that will be the malach of Ose Shnei Batenirim, as the Mishnah will say. And the Mishnah will go on to say that although that's the Av Malacha, there is sort of a Tolda, which is you could weave things besides for fabric. Most notably, you could weave like a basket. So if you're making wicker goods, like a sifter or a basket, a colander, etc. So that also involves weaving. Your same idea, you're taking, you know, moving those, like the palm fronds, whatever they are, one going one direction, then the other one's going over under another direction, perpendicular. And that's also weaving, and that could be the malach of oreg, but setting up the essential verticals in place so that they'll hold, like in a basket, for example, that you'd go over and under, or around and out. Setting even two of those up would be the analog of Ose Shnei Batenirim, and setting that up for a basket, etc., would be a told of the same malach of Ose Shnei Batenirim, just not with a thread, rather with the wicker, with basket making materials. That's the first part of the Mishnah, and the Mishnah says inside, Ha'ose Shnei Batenirim. If one sets up, meaning he threads through the circles of two heddles, two base near, he sets up two strings through those holes, then he'll be liable. That's true, benirin, if he uses nirin, nirin is threads. This is all from, the truth is like base near, it's from the Greek word, the ancient Greek word for nirin was like a thread. Now it's nima for a thread, but same thing. And you see the word nima appear in the Gemara also, because of the Greek word for thread. So it's true whether you use benirin, if you're using threads through the batenir, or bekeros, benafa, bekavara, uvesal. Or if you're setting up other things that are similar. So one is using palm branches to make various kinds of things, like a mat or a sifter or a sieve or a basket. In all those cases, if you set up two of them as like the, by securing two verticals, I'll call them, so you can go in and out or up and down or around and around, as the case may be, that will be the equivalent of Ose Shnei Batenirim, and you'll be chayev. The second part of the Mishnah is a new malacha, the malachas of Tofer and Korea. We've seen this before, and the Mishnah actually doesn't add anything new from what we said back in the 7th Perek, Mishnah Beis, when it said all 39 malachas. But we're introducing the malachas of Tefira and Korea, of sewing and tearing, and therefore we say them here. And the reason they come in here, says Tos Yontov, is again because the shiur, the amount you have to sew or tear, is also, again, two threads, kind of like the two rows for the Ariga and the two letters of Kosev, which were left off at the end of the previous parak. So the Mishnah says inside, Vahatofer shtei tefiros, one who threads twice, meaning once in and once out. Again, let me make sure this is clear. Oreg, weaving, you're making a single piece of fabric, like a, think of a blanket or a shirt or a cloth, whatever the story is. Tofer is you're combining two separate things together by putting stitches, sewing them together. So you have two separate threads or two halves of a shirt or two garments, or two halves that torn apart of a garment, and you sew them back together. So that would be tofer. So just to make it clear, for example, the toldos of tofer, other things that are like tofer, is, let's say, if you staple two things together or you glue them together. That's a toldo of tofer, not of oreg. Oreg is making a single thing. Tofer is combining two things. So to combine them, you're going to thread, take the needle with thread and go through once in and then once out again. That's shtei tefiros. In English, the word stitch actually means one in and out. So this is shtei tefiros means two half stitches, adding up to one stitch, if you will. And the sheet of the Bartanur, as I said back in Perek Zayin, was if you just have one in and one out, you'd be liable, but provided that you knot, you make a knot after you go in and out, so that it holds, because if you didn't knot it, it would just come right undone again, of course. So, but simply one in and one out, if it's knotted, is enough to be considered to be a malacha. That's for two stitches, to one in, one out. And also, vaha korea, almanas litfor shtei tefiros. If you tear open something, even two threads worth, if it's enough space now that you can put two new, I'll call them stitches in its place, that would be sufficient to be korea. Korea, again, is the opposite of tofa. You're tearing something apart. And as we'll say in the next Mishnah, if it's destructive, that's not a malacha. But if it's constructive, as was the case in the Mishkan, if you would get, let's say, a hole, like a moth hole, in one of the curtains. So if you want to stitch it closed again, you'll need to have like a nice, neat square hole, because if it's circular and you try to tie the edge, it'll get bunching and bumps. So if you'll tear a little away to make it exactly, you know, smooth and you can sew it together nicely. So that tearing away is actually for constructive purpose. And we'll see in the next mission again that for korea, tearing to be considered to be a malacha and a constructive activity which reliable, it has to be for the sake of being able to sew again. And that being the case, you need to tear enough that you could sew again shtei tefiros, one in, one out thread.